Next, it's a game called Striptease. Don't worry, parents. It's completely kid-friendly because nudity is natural and we shouldn't be ashamed of our bodies. But first, let's check in with our contestants. Brandy, you are also really into baking.
Yes.
Okay, so if you could enter something into a baking competition that would win, what would you enter?
It's something called cowboy cookies, okay. And they're just full of, like, coconut and pecans and all kinds of good stuff. I finished them off with some Malden salt.
Oh, they're so good.
They would win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I'm in. Peter, you describe yourself as someone who is not brave. But you also, I've learned, jumped out of a plane and slept under a truck. So can you explain yourself?
Well, jumping out of a plane, one day freshman year, the most gorgeous girl in our freshman dorm and the hunkiest hunk in our freshman dorm showed up together saying, "We've just gone skydiving and you should too." So, of course, the whole dorm had to go skydiving
because
you can't pass on that.
Sure. Good-looking people told you to do something.
You got it. There's no cred like that. So I jumped out of a plane.
And how was it?
It was fun.
Okay.
And terrifying.
Okay. But you lived to tell the tale.
I lived to tell the
Would
tale.
Would you do it again?
No.
Okay. Well, it's time for a saucy word game. Brandy, what are you not ashamed of?
Well, there's nothing to be ashamed of,
no.
Really. But I've always struggled with my ridiculous hair, and I've decided to embrace it. I go to, like, a special, you know, curly hair cutting person now. And
See, as someone with totally bone straight hair, I've wanted curly hair my entire life. And I know it goes in reverse.
Yeah.
But I'm jealous of your lovely locks.
Thanks.
Peter, what are you not ashamed of?
I guess my ears, because I'm ashamed of pretty much everything else.
You do have fantastic ears.
Well, thank you.
So we have a word game for you called Striptease, and every answer is a famous phrase that's had its letter T's removed. Let's go to Cecil Baldwin for an example.
Sure. So if I said, Paul Bunyan, John Henry, and Pecos Bill are the subject of unlikely stories about drinking every beer, your answer would be all ales, because that's tall tales with the T's stripped away.
We're in trouble.
The crowd riots. Peter, you won the last game, so you win this, and you are in the final round. Brandy, you need to win this. If you lose, however, you'll receive a T-bone steak dinner that is cooked well done and smothered in ketchup.
Harsh.
Okay, I encourage you to buzz in, talk it out. Here's your first one. Megadeth, Black Sabbath, and Motorhead are examples of this aggressive genre that gets a little sluggish after enjoying a third helping at Thanksgiving. Brandy.
Heavy meal.
Heavy meal is correct. Yes.
This beloved children's TV star wore the same cardigan every day because he refused to spend a dime on anything nice.
Peter.
Miser Rogers.
Yes, that is correct. Mr. Rogers without the T.
He did only have those two pairs of shoes.
And one of them lived in the land of make-believe, so really he just had one.
I heard a rumor that the military dictator of medieval Japan is only getting married because there's a little samurai on the way. Puzzle Guru Cecil Baldwin, can you offer a little hint here?
Oh, goodness. So what we're looking for is kind of an older phrase about, you know, when a little one is on the way and you gotta run off and get hitched real quick.
Oh.
Peter.
A Shogun wedding?
Shogun wedding.
It's very hard not using the actual words from the answer,
exactly.
By the way.
Exactly.
So this period of the French Revolution, headed by Robespierre, made much use of the guillotine and was largely defined by mistakes, miscalculations, and blunders. Peter.
The Reign of Error?
Correct.
Yeah. This large saline lake in Southern California is one of North America's largest bodies of inland hairstylists and cosmeticians. Peter.
The Salon Sea.
The Salon Sea, that's exactly what we're looking for, yeah. The Salton Sea frequently burps up hydrogen sulfide, everybody, so you can smell it as far as 130 miles away in Los Angeles.
Lovely.
Nice. Okay, this is your last clue. McDonald's keeps this record of seafood sandwiches. Peter.
Filo fish.
File that under fish. That is correct. You guys did amazing. That was a very, very hard one. Puzzle Guru Cecil Baldwin, how did our contestants do?
Peter, you won both games, so you're moving on to the final round.